Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I'm still laying in bed, but I got one more thought for you that I just got to share.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so I know I just finished the last episode, and I was about to go to bed, and then Todd and I were talking about this concept, and then I started Googling it, and I found an image and a diagram, and it just, it's so exciting, I got to share with you. Okay, so what we're talking about is back in the early days of ClickFunnels, right? Like when the whole thing started, and we didn't have any money to afford the, you know, 40 developers who are in the office today and the 200 support people who are home working for you and all the, you know, the entire team that is amazing that is here to support ClickFunnels. And which we're talking about, like, just the good old days and what happened and how we would, like, police hackathons. And, like, it was funny because we decided to go to bed at, you know, 11:30 tonight. And it was funny because remember back before when we were, like, broke and poor and hustling and we had to, like, you know, we were pulling the all-nighters 5, 6, 7, 8 nights in a row just to get ClickFunnels live. And some of you guys probably, if you've been binge listening to this podcast, then you've heard those episodes. I'm driving home at 4 in the morning, like, I'm doing this episode so I won't fall asleep and I won't die. Like, that happened more than once, right? And if you haven't listened to this, go to marketingsecrets.com/binge and download the binge guide to go binge listen to all the episodes because I've been going on this journey with you guys. Anyway, so we're just reminiscing about that and how we're like, we've got more money now, but we should just go to bed. But we're like, but we miss the good old days. And like, how fun it'd be if we just went on a vacation, lock ourselves in the closet and just build a team again. And anyway, when we're talking about that, Todd said that he was read an article or saw a post or something about how there's like 3 core personalities that you have to have in a startup. And it was fascinating because if you look at the original founders of ClickFunnels, there were 3 of us. Shortly thereafter, we brought in a few partners and then the team members, and then it grew from there. But initially there were, and it's funny, as he said this, I was like, oh my gosh, that was true with us, right? So if you look at the 3 co-founders of ClickFunnels originally, Todd, number one, right? And if you look at the archetype of his role, I'll pull this image, he is the hacker or the engineer, right? So he's a hacker. Number 2 then was our second co-founder. He's no longer a part of the company, but he was one of the original co-founders. His name was Dylan. And Dylan is the hipster or the designer. And number 3 is you have to have a hustler who's like the entrepreneur who's out there drumming up business and selling stuff, right? So the three types you need is a hacker, a hipster, and a hustler. So the hacker, the hipster, and the hustler. And we're dying laughing. So I'm like, oh my gosh, that is true. Like Todd was the hacker who had to hack together software. And like we didn't have a big development team. So Todd had to do everything from database administration to coding to front end to back end to like all that stuff, right? Because it was just him. And then designer, like Dylan was doing the UI design and the graphic design and the logo design and the sales letter design and the other stuff, right? And the hustler, like I was writing copy. I was doing webinars. I was making phone calls. I was doing JVs. And initially, it's just that's what it is, the hipster, the hacker, and the hustler. So I thought that was awesome. And then the other thing, as I was Googling this tonight, looking at it, there was one kind of caveat center here said that this phase of the business, the startup phase, where there's the hipster, the hacker, and the hustler, it says that the founder is or was the target user of what they were creating. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so true. Like when you start a new startup, what is it you're creating, right? When you're creating a new info product or a new software company or a new supplement company, whatever, like you, the founder, you are the target market. Are you the target user? That's why you don't have to get focus groups and have people go out there and like researching and talking to customers, all that stuff, because you are the customer, right? Like that's why ClickFunnels works so well, is because I am you, right? I am our dream customer. In fact, as I was working with the dev team today and we were talking, it was kind of funny because I was like, I am the biggest hyper user of ClickFunnels. Like I feel the pains as much, if not more, than every other member on our platform. Like anything you guys are frustrated by, I promise you I'm 100 times more frustrated by it, which is why we you know, we care about what you guys are doing because we care about ourselves. Like, we are the target user. And so in the startup phase, the founder is or was the target user, right? So for you, you're the target user for your product. That should be your focus groups. And then the second piece is like looking at your team and like who are the pieces you need. And I love this definition of the hipster, who's the designer, the hacker, who's the engineer, the hustler, who's the sales and marketing dude who's out there selling like crazy. So anyway, I thought that'd be fun to share with you guys as a lot of you guys are in startup mode and you're thinking through things, or maybe you're trying to grow and you're stuck and you're like, and maybe it's like, oh, well, we're missing the hipster, we're missing the hacker, we're missing the hustler, like finding those people. It's interesting, as I see people in the startup phase, one of the biggest mistakes people make is that they're not going into it with all of the different essential personality types you need to run a business. I did an episode a while ago about just the disc test alone. Like, you look at the disc test, and it's like, if you don't have someone on your team that's a high D that's driving this thing, it's going to be really hard to get off the ground. And if you're starting, you're a founder, and you take the disc test, and you don't have a high D and no one does, it's like, my guess is that you guys have been procrastinating for a long time. You're 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years into this, you're not successful yet. It's like, because you don't have a driver, you need that personality archetype to be able to push this thing and get it off the ground, right? And so this is just another one of those lenses of just like, okay. And it's funny, it makes me laugh because it's like exactly who we had initially when we were doing this, the hipster, the hacker, and the hustler. So again, look at that as you're building out your team, as you're looking at like, why are we struggling at? It's like, which one of those pieces may you potentially are you missing? And then from there, it grows out, right? And it's interesting, like we're talking about this as well. It's like, if you look at that, from his side, from the hacker, right? From the hacker now, he was the one personally doing all those things initially, right? And then it's like, as you start hiring a team, it's like, okay, and then we need someone who just specializes in this one piece, and specializes in this piece, and this piece, and this piece. And it's like, it takes, you know, a dozen people or a couple, you know, to be able to do all the individual pieces. That's how you get to the next phase of growth, right? Think about with me initially, I was literally writing copy, designing the funnels, designing the graphics, doing the emails. Like, I was doing all the different pieces. And I was doing them good, but then it's like, now we find people who are great, but they specialize in each of them, right? So we got one person who's better at copy than me, one person who's better at graphics than me, one person who's better at funnels than me, one person that's better that, you know, and that's kind of the second phase of it is, I believe. So anyway, I thought it was kind of cool and exciting as I was thinking through it. So there you go, guys. If you're wondering, it's the hipster, the hacker, and the hustler. Hope you enjoy that. I'm going to get to bed for real this time. Appreciate you all, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Want more marketing secrets? If so, then go get your copies of my two best-selling books. Book number one is called Expert Secrets, and you can get a free copy at expertsecrets.com. And book number two is called .com Secrets, and you can get your free copy at .comsecrets.com. Inside these two books, you'll find my top 35 secrets that we've used to become the fastest-growing non-VC-backed SaaS startup company in the world.